those who exercise regularly are usually told to stretch before we begin. Gym teachers, coaches, personal trainers have long presented stretching, either before or after sustained activity, as nearly as important as exercise itself. But a new study says that holding fast to that tenet might not do much for those tendons. Rob Herbert is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney and co-authored the study that appeared in the British Medical Journal. He joins us from Sydney. Mr. Herbert, thanks for being with us.
That's my pleasure.
And stretching's no good. How can that be?
Well, it is a surprise, isn't it? When we surveyed the studies that had investigated the effects of stretching, we found very little evidence of any effect, and in fact, strong evidence that some effects that have been claimed of stretching just don't result. What we looked at was whether stretching immediately before or after sport reduced the amount of muscle soreness that people experience after they exercise, mm-hmm. or if it reduced the risk of injury that they incurred while they were exercising.
And you found that not to be the case?
We found very clear evidence that stretching has no effect on muscle soreness. There's only two studies that have looked at the effects of stretching on the risk of injury during exercise, but those two studies, both large studies, found no appreciable effect of stretching on injury risk.
Hmm. You know, Mr. Herbert, as I don't have to tell you, world-class athletes, track and field stars, football stars, soccer, tennis stars, basketball players, ballet dancers, all rigorously believe that if they stretch, they can move more fluidly and avoid soreness and injury.
That's right. It's a very, very widely held belief. I should add that we also looked at whether stretching affects performance at sport, and we found essentially no high-quality studies that had investigated that question. It may well be that stretching makes people move more fluidly and perform better. It's just not something that's been subjected to scientific scrutiny.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Herbert, may I ask, with respect, why did you decide to subject stretching to scientific scrutiny? I mean, it's not as if stretching's hurting anybody, is it?
No, I think there's very little to be lost from doing it. My personal interest arose because a colleague of mine was interested in reducing injury rates in new recruits training for the Army. I helped him design a study to investigate that, and we were very surprised to find from that early research that there was no effect of stretching on injury risk. And so the logical extension of that research was to go on and look at whether stretching reduces muscle soreness associated with exercise.
Mm-hmm. May I ask, Mr. Herbert, do you exercise yourself regularly?
I do. I'm a squash player and an indoor soccer player, and I run most days. And I don't stretch before I do it anymore.
Because of the study, or...?
Yes, I've been reading the literature, and I've decided that that there's probably little to be gained from stretching.
Mr. Herbert, thank you very much.
That's my pleasure.
Rob Herbert is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney, co-author of a study on the effects, or lack thereof, of stretching. Oh, my gosh, I think I pulled something.